Welcome to the Connect with County Leaders podcast with your host, Brian Hill, County Executive of Fairfax County, Virginia. Connect with County Leaders gives listeners a chance to hear County Executive Hill discussing the county's priorities, opportunities, and issues with leaders from around the county.
Hello and welcome to Connect with County Leaders. I'm Brian Hill on this edition of the show. It's an honor and a privilege to welcome local entrepreneur, business leader, and brewer, Sean Hunt of Bunny Man Brewing. Sean, how you doing, my man?
Good. How you doing?
That's it? Just good? How you doing?
After that introduction? Maybe.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Well, you know what? We'll just get into it. So a lot of people don't know that you were in the corporate law.
Yeah.
And we in England call that a barrister.
Yeah.
And now you're a brewer.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to unpack that for us because that doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, would you rather be a corporate lawyer or would you rather own a brewery?
That all depends on if I can see your W-2.
Oh, all right. That's actually a good point. That's a fair point.
Was it W-2 or W-4?
It's not a W-2 because it's just distributions
right,
that we
so
get.
It must be a 4.
Yeah, salary isn't that consistent enough thing in a brewery. So good point. You know, that's a good reason to stay as a barrister or lawyer. So, yeah, I mean, I loved law. You know, I thought it was actually really great. It's not exactly a forgiving kind of a practice if you want to, you know, have a life. So a lot of hours, a lot of stress. So is a brewery, but it's just a different kind of a thing. So a lot more fun in a brewery. 90% of it's the same, 10% of it makes it worth it.
Well, you've done a great job with the brewery stage. But what was your fascination with creating a brewery? Because you started at Mustang Sally.
Yeah.
In Chantilly.
Yep.
In the Sully District.
Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have my bearings right.
That's correct. So why the brewery? Is that what you're asking?
I'm just explaining your fascination with brewing.
Yeah. So before I was a lawyer, I was actually an engineer for like the briefest moment in time.
Hold on a second. So you were a lawyer and an engineer?
Correct.
Kind of weird, right?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense to me.
Virginia Tech?
No.
UVA?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, in the end, I still think of myself more as an engineer than I do as a lawyer.
Okay.
I mean, making things is great. You know, there's something that's just extremely elegant about it. It's just super fun. You know, beer is great. I mean, there's no like perfect beer, but you keep trying to make it better. It's super fun to have an enterprise that you can make what you want and really just keep honing at it and having fun with it.
So you said there's no perfect beer. So describe what you would consider a perfect beer, since you can't make a perfect beer. What would be a perfect beer?
I don't know. When we get there, I'll let you know. I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen that
so
yet.
So we make a lot of beer a lot of time, right? So we'll, you know, this year we'll probably release, I don't know, 80, 90 unique beers, right? And every time we put our heart and soul into it, and we try to make the best product that we can make, and we have a lot of fun with it. I think the fun part about it is you're always, you know, experimenting, trying new things. There's like classic styles, and you do what you want to do, but I think the fun of this is mix it up, you know, get like new looks all the time. You know, introduce different things to the market. It's just a lot of fun.
You know, you have an interesting way of creating names for your beers. And your brewery obviously was Mustang. Now it's Bunny Man. And we'll talk about that with your two partners, Eric and Sam, shortly. But how do you come up with the names of your beers? Because, you know, there's
so
one I want.
I'm not the one. So it's kind of a crowdsourcing sort of a thing in the brewery. We used to, you know, it used to be start with the beer, come up with a name. Then it was, you know, have some fun names, design a beer for it. Who knows which one's chicken and egg, kind of which one comes first. I do know that, you know, for every 50 names that I propose, about one gets through the system. There are people in the brewery that are just better at this, and they come up with some pretty funny things. A lot of it is pop culture, you know, it's just kind of fun. A lot of it, again, with just the number of things that we do all the time, a lot of it could be recent pop culture, right? Like just recent things that are just kind of fun and trendy.
So from when you say pop culture, one out of 50 gets through, who's the person that's your go-to person to get you a good name?
Sasha's pretty good at it.
Sasha. Let's talk about Sasha a little bit. Tell me about Sasha.
She really different kind of a person. She is young, energetic, smart, clever, creative, you know, really interesting blend of like the different skill sets that you wouldn't expect to find. She's the only female head brewer in Fairfax County. She's probably one of, I don't know, maybe three or four brewers that is a female in the county, let alone head brewer. She's been with us as our head brewer for, I think it's coming on 5 years at this point. And like I said, she's just really technical, which then, you know, for a lot of brewers, they get really technical, but then they get so captive in that technical piece that they forget to be creative. We definitely want to do both, right? So Sasha's just the perfect blend of that.
What do you think made her believe that she could be a head brewer? I mean, because she's very good.
She's very
right?
good.
Yeah. But, you know, like you had a dream to run a brewery. She maybe had a dream to be a head brewer. How did these two dreams collide and become, at one point, Mustang, now Bunny Man?
So from me or from Sasha?
Both.
Yeah. So from Sasha, it was textiles.
Right.
She was a chemist and then started out in textiles and then wound up coming over to the brew world. And if you just know her personality, it makes perfect sense. With me, Mustang, I just got to that point. You know, I always wanted to open up the brewery. It wasn't, you know, if I look at the chicken and egg on that one, I wanted to open up the brewery, just realistically couldn't do it until later.
Right.
When I finally got to the point where I could do it, it was a big moment, right? It was leaving a practice area that I'd been practicing in for 20 years and making the dive into starting up a small business. You know, it's capital intensive. Yeah, it's fun, but I mean, it's a big risk. So launched Mustang Sally about 10 years ago. Wanted to do it in a bigger way. We wanted to commit, and you can't, if you don't commit to a certain kind of infrastructure, you just can't make a quality product. Never wanted to start this thing and not make a quality product out of it. So we dove in. And it's a lot, right? You dive into something like that, it's a lot. We dove in 10 years ago. Any business like this, especially, you know, high capital, low margin kind of a business, this is not going to be Google, right? This is not why you start a brewery. You start it because you love it. You don't start it because you hope you're going to cash out of a brewery in 3 years and, you know, make this incredible equity pop.
Right, right.
So, dove in. You were a big part of the early on years of this thing. I mean, I remember that, right? So the first few years of this thing is a grind before you start to get a rhythm and start to actually make this thing work out. You want to get into Bunny Man, or you want
to? Well, we're going to get to Bunny Man, but I want to still talk a little bit about the grind. You had an idea, you created the idea, you implemented the idea. When people hear small business in Fairfax County, it's, you know, they say it's a tough place to do business in the county.
Yep.
But I have seen you basically grow exponentially since you've been here, and understanding how to go through the system as well as creating these beautiful beers.
Yep.
You've made a successful business, and you've grown it. But, you know, when you look at the challenges that you had to deal with, let's talk a little bit about some of those challenges.
Yeah. So some of it's just pure business. Some of it is, you know, in the county, there are two things, you know, if you want to get county specific, there are two things about the county. Denser, mm-hmm. right? A lot less industrial space, and a brewery is, in the end, a manufacturer. So, you know, even finding a home within the county, that was a big starting point. And then this is back 10 years ago, right. Weren't a lot of breweries at the time. So, you know, even if you found a space, then you've got lessors that are skeptical about, you know, bringing a brewery in, right? Now, we have a fantastic relationship with our lessors. Everybody loves being next to a brewery. We were actually an attraction for the, you know, the business park that we're in. But early on, that's just not the case. I mean, everything's, you know, everybody's a skeptic in the beginning, right? So finding the space was really tough. And then just getting through the process. There are three things I think that you and I over the years have kind of worked through. You know, just even if you think about what a brewery is, it's a manufacturer and it's also a retailer, right? There's a dual component to what we do, and we need both in order to really make a go at this as a business. That hybrid model doesn't fit comfortably into a regulatory world.
Right.
And so we had to work with you guys to get to the point where we could launch the brewery in the format that we wanted to launch it in, given an older thought process and a regulatory regime about how, you know, what kind of business could come into the county. So that was the first big hurdle. Got past that, right? And it's great. So, and thanks.
Well, you know, we, you know, a part of what Supervisor Smith has always told me, as well as the chairman, as well as many other members of our board, is that we have to create economic development.
Yep.
In the county. I remember having conversations with you at the brewery. I probably wasn't happy about a couple meetings, and you and I had to have those conversations. And then we were sitting we were sitting at the brewery. It was during COVID.
Yeah.
And you were complaining to me about parking.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Casey Judge, thank you, and her team did Parking Reimagined.
Yep.
You still haven't paid me for that idea. It's all good. It's all good.
But I was the first permit to get filed on.
You were. Yeah. You were. And I'm so happy that we were able to work through that together in a way where it allowed other people to have outdoor dining.
Right.
And people don't realize that you're right. You're in an industrial area.
Yep.
You have certain restrictions. Fume hoods are a big deal because you're in an industrial area.
Yep.
You might not be able to have food, so you got to bring the food in. It's not prepared on site. We have to be able to be spry and pivot to what we have. And that opportunity for you and me to sit down was one of those pivoting situations.
Yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Honest to God, I do too. Yep.
But those are those unexpected challenges and opportunities that we have with new business.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to kind of work through it with you, as opposed to just, man, the county's this and the county's that. You were not that way. You were like, all right, I understand there's a comp plan. I understand they have site development issues. I understand that this is in an industrial zone, what we can and cannot do. We were able to methodically, the engineering part of you, I'm not sure about the lawyer part, but the engineering part was able to, we were able to put it down on a piece of paper. But that was Mustang Salad.
Yeah.
Now we have Bunny Man. So yeah. How did that come to fruition?
So I'm going to step back. You know, regulation always lags the business models out there, right? So I'll say thanks also. So all along the way, we have been a perfect example of that. So, you know, from the outset, when we tried to have this hybrid business model come into the county, you worked with us. And then when we had COVID, you worked with us. When we had the M&T tax issue, right, where manufacturing moving into the county and the tax structure wasn't there to support that, that would have killed us. Mm-hmm. You worked with us and you got that done. So there are a lot of, you know, things along the way where, yep, regulation always lags the business model, but you've always taken this progressive view of like getting the regulatory model to catch up with the business model. And that's really important. So that's been a huge thing for us.
Well, I want to thank Supervisor Palchik for bringing it through, as well as Joe Mondoro, who at that time was their chief of staff.
Yep.
And also Supervisor Pat Herity, who was trying to also bring that through.
That's right.
And I spoke about it on several occasions, and we kind of worked it over 18-month period.
Longer than that. I think it was like 3 years.
Well, I thought I was only involved for 18 months.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, let's talk about Bunny Man
and
Eric and Sam. Now, Sam is a character.
Yeah.
Former firefighter.
Yeah.
Down at the Lorton facility.
Most often, yeah.
Pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Doing a really bang-up job promoting, working at the workhouse.
Yep.
Eric.
Yep.
Cerebral.
Very.
Processing.
Yep.
Matter of fact, with a smile.
Yeah.
And then they got you.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
I'm wondering where this is going.
I'm not going to go anywhere now. So tell me how this all came together.
So we've been merged now for a year and a half, which is kind of crazy to me if I think about that timeline. So knew Sam early, and then we started talking about the possibility of getting together on this. Time goes on, breweries have been a very quickly evolving kind of an animal, right, as a business. We went from only having manufacturers to really not having a whole lot of breweries to all of a sudden being able to have this retail component to a brewery, and then you get this explosion of breweries. And then you have all this, from this explosion of breweries, you have all these sort of undeveloped models is what I'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately you start to see all the breweries start to tighten up, right? A lot of tightening up in the industry right now. Mustang Sally and Bunny Man was this kind of realization that we come together had what would be the perfect brewery, but we needed to combine in order to make that. And I'll give us all three of us a pat on the back on this one. We didn't get in each other's way about making this happen. It was mm-hmm. It was really smart. So we combined about a year and a half ago, went with the Bunny Man brand. One of the reasons for that is what we are, right? We are a true blue Fairfax County brewery. Right. And so we have three locations through the county. You know, Mustang Sally, it meant something to me as a name personally, but Bunny Man means something as a brand to the county community that we're in. And so we went with Bunny Man as the brand. We have three locations. So we have Burke, Chantilly, and Lorton. Lorton's kind of a fun one. It's actually a private partnership with the county. Mm-hmm. So we lease space from the county out at the Lorton Workhouse. We've renovated one building. We're in the process of renovating another building. We've opened up that entire front area of Lorton, launched a big music series out there. It's a beautiful venue, outdoors, just everything that you'd want from
right.
You know, kind of that contemporary brewery.
So I just want everybody to understand that was a competitive bid process. We had a lot of suitors for that space.
Yeah.
I remember talking to you about that
yep.
space, and you told me, I don't think I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
And now, 5-6 years later, you are a part of Bunny Man, who is at that space. And I do want to thank you, because we need to help activate the workhouse.
Yeah.
And Keith Gordon is doing a great job down at the Lorton Workhouse.
Yep, he is.
I think I have Mr. Reiser in for a podcast coming soon. But, you know, it's about creating that sense of place in the county. Like you said,
definitely
made in Fairfax.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to brand here. And, you know, it's been going pretty well. Not fast enough, obviously. Everybody wants things to move a lot faster. But, you know, when I look at what you've done, defining that brand, that brewing brand, has been key to helping you grow. And now you have a collaboration with how many other brewers for the 250?
So most of the brewers in Fairfax County. So we've, seven breweries
seven.
In Go the on. County got together, did this collab. Actually, I can read them off.
Go ahead,
read
them.
It's Bunny Man, Fairwinds, G34.4, Hockley, Lake Ann Brew House, Ono, and Settle Down Easy. So all of those breweries got together, wanted to do something for the 250th celebration.
That's 7 of 9, right?
7 of 9, that's
okay.
right.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, Sean, it's very interesting how you've come up with these four beers. But before we talk about these four beers, I want to say special thanks to Liz Maurer, History Commission, Gretchen Bulova, who is our new delegate, and all the people that were involved in getting us to this point, because the process that we use was somewhat creative and has been very, very good in getting us to yes. Again, I want to say special thanks to Liz Maurer, as well as Delegate Gretchen Bulova. So Sean, tell me what your thoughts are about these four beers that are being brought forward specifically for Fairfax County. And remember, there's two missing.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you know that. But tell us about these four beers that you have
here today.
I thought
it was three, but you know, we'll go with two. So these four beers they're fun. It's actually one beer. We designed, so the seven breweries got together. What we were trying to do was make a beer that would be broadly appealing to everybody, but then use the packaging as a way to highlight the different pieces of the county. So what we decided on is a hazy IPA, broadly appealing, and then we created labels that highlight different aspects of the county that are important with us. So there's the history, the outdoors, the family-friendly entertainment. So history is Mount Vernon, outdoors is Great Falls Park, family friendly is Udvar-Hazy, and the entertainment is the breweries. Of course, we're the ones that did the collab with you
right.
guys. So we wanted to highlight the craft breweries.
Well, I want to say thank you to Fairwinds Brewing Company, to G34 Brewing Company, to Hockley Brewing, Lake Ann Brew House, Ono Brewing, And our guy, Frank Coons, has settled down Easy Brewing, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys have hit Great it out bunch. Of the park with these beers, and we're really appreciative of you taking the interest and moving us forward, because this is going to be something that we will probably be asking you for over time, especially as you say, history, family, friends, outdoors. Our motto here at Fairfax County is always family first. So thank you so much for bringing this to us. So where do you guys hope to take the Bunny Man brand as it jettisons off of the 250 and yep. going forward?
So in the end, if I were to brand mm-hmm. Bunny Man, right, it's chaos crafted. We do a chaos. Lot of different chaos, period, crafted. So we do an awful lot of stuff, but we do it well, right? And then, you know, how I think of Bunny Man is that we are truly the Fairfax County Community Brewery. So we do focus on that, and we want to grow within the county. So we do have three locations right now. They're all pretty unique. Burke is that sort of OG Bunny Man, mm-hmm. OG brewery feel. Chantilly, call it the factory. It's where we do main production. So we'll do production in the different locations, but if you were to centralize a lot of what we do kind of at the scale level, we would do that in Chantilly. And then Lorton, I would look at Lorton as the kind of cool way that we could, you know, move forward, public-private partnership, huge outdoor area, beer garden, just a super fun kind of a venue.
All right, so this is what we have. We have seven breweries.
Yep.
We have nine magisterial districts.
Yep.
Everybody's being touched throughout the 250.
Yep.
It's being led by Bunny Man. When you talk about leadership, tell me what goes through your mind as being a leader, because this collaboration, this merging to be the largest brewer in the county, as well as still having really good ties to the eight other breweries.
Yeah.
What's leadership to you?
I think in terms of teams, you know, I think in terms of enabling. You know, to me, we talk about this a lot in the brewery, right? It's mutual respect,
mm-hmm.
right? So everybody needs to earn respect inside the brewery. And a lot of that, to me, is that you make sure that you enable. You don't demand, you yeah. enable. So within the brewery, when I get excited about what we're doing, it's because everybody's coalescing. Everybody's, you know, moving the ball forward, and they're doing it in a really cool, fun way. What I don't think leadership is demanding. It's, you know, ivory tower directing. That it gets a short-term result, doesn't get a long-term
result. Yeah, it's like
result.
A transactional thought process,
it's very
right?
transactional.
As opposed to being strategic in how you get things
That's
done.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And, you know, when I talk to young people, I kind of say the same. So tell me what you would give an advice to a young person starting, or any person starting in the brewery business.
Not just a brewery business.
Or any business.
Yeah, just any business, right? I mean, so, you know, the classic cliche, follow your dream, but do it smart, right? So, you know, if, and this is a really good example of it. I mean, follow your dream, sure. You know, go out and start a brewery and you know, have some fun with what you want to do. But on the other hand, be really smart about it, because it will turn not fun at all if you're not smart about it.
Right,
so
right.
don't just do the emotional, do the analytical as well.
It's about family, friends.
Yeah.
Right? Because I always say family first here in Fairfax County. You and I have been talking about that.
Absolutely.
And it's about getting outdoors and enjoying what is Fairfax County. So come visit Fairfax County.
That's right.
Right? So, you know, Sean, I got to tell you, it's been my honor and privilege not only to do this podcast with you, but to work with you from a standpoint of friendship as well as business. And we do have a interesting relationship, how we can intersect all of that together.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity to come in. Thank you for promoting Fairfax County, because it's imperative that we continue to build on our success. And without small business like you, because, you know, 94% of small businesses in Fairfax County have 50 or less employees. How many employees do you have?
So part-time and full-time altogether, a little over 60 right now.
All right, so you're not part of the 94%, but you were when you were a Mustang seller.
For sure.
All right, yeah. All right. So, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Connect with County Leaders. Thanks for joining us. My thanks to Sean Hunt, my friend Sean Hunt. Until next time, stay involved, get involved, stay engaged, and take the lead, because if you don't take the lead, you're going to be behind.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, Sean. Thank
Likewise.
You so much, my
Thank
guy.
You.
All right.
This has been the Connect with County Leaders podcast with Fairfax County Executive Brian Hill. To listen to other great Fairfax County podcasts, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And for additional audio content, tune in to Fairfax County Government Radio at fairfaxcounty.gov/radio. For more Fairfax County news and event information, visit News Center Online at fairfaxcounty.gov/news. The Connect with County Leaders podcast is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.